Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the RSA. Almost half of pedestrians killed on Irish roads have been drinking. If you're going out, plan getting home.
The Health Service executive is to apologise to 49 families in the west of Ireland for serious failings in audiology services provided to their children. RTÉ Investigates has learned that a look back at more than 900 cases, all involving one audiologist, has been carried out by the HSE. The review is centred on the Mayo and Roscommon areas and on a time frame spanning from 2011 to 2015. Some of the children affected have been left with lifelong impairments. Roger Murray is a medical negligence solicitor representing some of the families involved. He joins me now. Roger, good evening.
Good evening, Mary.
Will you tell us a little bit more about this situation and about the work of this audiologist and how it came to light?
Well, my understanding is that the HSE carried out a look back at services that were provided in the Mayo and Roscommon areas from about 2011 to 2015 as a result of concerns around some aspects of the quality of the service provided. My understanding is that the look back began when several professionals who worked in the area expressed concerns about the quality of the audiologist's work. And my understanding as well is that those queries were prompted by parental concerns and concerns that parents had about their children and their failure to develop.
Can you be a little bit more specific, because you are representing some of the families, and are we talking about, in some cases, profound hearing difficulties that hadn't been highlighted?
They range, Mary, from a situation where it was a simple misdiagnosis of, in terms of moving from somebody who was mildly impaired to severe learning impairment, hearing impairment. And what you've got to remember, Mary, is that misdiagnosis or a delay in diagnosis or a delay in the provision of necessary treatment can have a profound effect on a child's developmental skills. Research illustrates that the detection and intervention is most effective when it happens early, and in particular during the first 6 months of a child's life. I'm aware of two situations, Mary, one where there was a 2.5 year delay in referring a child to appropriate audiology services, and then the client, my client's not happy with the assessment that was carried out at that stage. Another situation I'm aware of, there was another 2 year delay where the child was told that there was mild hearing loss, not affecting her speech, but in fact the level of impairment was profound. And this can have concomitant massive knock-on effects, Mary, in terms of the child's ability to interact with his or her peers, to acquire speech and language, to progress through the educational system, and ultimately to go on and meaningfully engage in the workforce.
And generally, as far as you're aware, Roger, are children referred to audiologists by general practitioners or by public health nurses or by others?
Yeah, my understanding, Mary, is that the HSE introduced a national universal newborn hearing screening programme to ensure that newborn babies underwent a hearing loss screening within about a month or so of their birth. And it's because of this idea that early intervention is crucial. So in some instances, that was the first interaction with the audiology services. In others, it was because of situations where there had been a speech and language delay that had been diagnosed, or in other situations where parents were simply concerned, because nobody knows a child better than his or her parents. And if parents, in particular, if they have a frame of reference with other children, had a concern that a child's hearing was impaired or that their level of interaction wasn't what it should be, then that prompted a referral to the audiology service.
And as far as you're aware, again, how long had this audiologist worked in the Mayo and Roscommon areas, and had he or she worked elsewhere as well in the country?
My understanding, Mary, is, and we have to emphasise, we don't know all of the facts, and the calls that I'm getting have raised these concerns because people don't know all of the facts, and they've made the point that this information raises perhaps as many questions as it answers. But my understanding is that the audiologist concerned worked in the Mayo Roscommon area over a period of about 10 years, beginning in the early 2000s, and that there were approximately, as you said, about 900 cases looked at. And in 49 of those cases, the children were found to have been affected.
And the HSE is apologising.
The HSE is apologising, Mary, and we've spoken before about what an apology means and whether or not it's meaningful. But in the cases that I'm aware of, Parents have incurred massive losses in terms of trying to get private speech and language therapy for their children. That's not cheap. There's massive waiting lists. In another situation I'm aware of, the parents had to pay for a private cochlear implant, and that at a cost of several thousand euro. So there's been massive financial losses to family. But more than that, Mary, the knock-on effect for these children, as you said at the top of your bulletin there, they could have lifelong impairments.
Are you clear about what the HSE is actually apologising for? Have you seen the letter of apology yet?
I haven't seen the letter of apology. I'm told that the letter will acknowledge that there are failings. I'm told that the letter will apologise for the distress that it has caused to the children and their families. But until I see the letter, I can't comment. But I think any letter, any apology, Mary, as we've spoken before, unfortunately, on your programme, about has to be meaningful in the sense that it has to make gestures and make suggestions to family to make appropriate recompense.
How many are you representing now, Roger?
Well, we've had a number of queries this morning, Mary, that we've already been acting for two families from the area, from the South Roscommon area, and we've had half a dozen queries this morning from concerned parents.
Roger Murray, medical negligence solicitor, thank you very much indeed for joining us. It's 8 minutes to 5 o'clock.